A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, March 10th, rather, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the deepening cash crisis.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the crippling cash crisis and its impact on the economy.
Harare's liquidity squeeze has left companies unable to pay their workers in cash and foreign suppliers, driving many out of business and added to the rank of more than 3 million people who have become economic dependents. The economy probably shrank by 0.3% last year and is set to contract by 2.5% this year, according to the International Monetary Fund.
Despite the negative reviews, government has revised this year's economic growth rate from 1.7% to 3.7% amid its prospects of a bumper harvest this farming season and what it is calling positive results already trickling in from sweeping economic policies being implemented across all sectors of the economy.
Ibambe zulu kandaba lingalithona njani lapha elikhona khona ngapho-ke endaweni eziningi ezijiyeneyo thina lapha siyaphila sibili. Ye, esiqoka ngakho lamhla ikhona kokuthi imali ayitholakali eZimbabwe. Ingatholakali nje nxa abantu besiye emabhanga kukhanya ngazani lama-bond notes asekho kuzobuya-ke lama-US dollars kungani ayahlupha sibili. Amanye amabhanga kukhanya ngazani semile ukuthi anike abantu imali ye-United States. Kuzobuya nxa abantu bekhangele sibili umnotho welizwe suyenze ukuthi kuvalwe amakampani amaningi, kuzobuya-ke abantu abaningi kakhulu sebelahlekelwe imisebenzi, kungani kuyaqhubeka kunjalo nje. Xa sisikhangela-ke umnotho welizwe, kungani unciphile sibili okumangalisayo lo nyaka ngomnyaka ophelileyo. Kuzathi-ke lo nyaka wabantu abaningi bathi kukhanya ngani ungancipha kakhulu. So sifuna ukuthi sixoke lani ngodaba lolu sizwe ukuthi siyangapha ngalo.
Wonguka hama wadiwa nasi tinotinge tichitarisa nezve mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzezveupfumi kushomeka kuri kuita mari kutadzawo kuti mamwe makambani anyatsoshande zvakanaka uye matambudziko akatarisana neupfumi hwenyika pari zvino tichitarisa kuti zvii zvingaitwe kugadzirisa dambudziko rapinda mumusha iri. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. And that is the leader of the Opposition People's Democratic Party and former finance minister, Mr. Tendai Biti. Mr. Biti, good evening.
Good evening, Gibbs. Good evening, Blessing.
Thank you so much, you. Gibbs. You can fire away.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Biti. So what is going on in Zimbabwe right now? No cash? Companies are really strained and, you know, tell us a bit about what is going on.
Well, it's absolute Armageddon. It's an absolute disaster. Chinamasa has failed. ZANU-PF has failed completely. So you have multiple manifestations of a deep economic crisis. And the first one, which obviously affects most Zimbabweans, is the structural issue of unemployment. 91% of the people are unemployed. And when you have that situation, it also means that the revenue that goes to government is very limited, because one of the major sources of government revenue is payee or taxes that are paid by companies and by persons. So you've got a crisis of absence of revenue. This in turn has forced the government now to resort to desperate measures to look for cash and to cover the gap created by the collapse in revenue. And this has led government to literally steal bank balances kept at the central bank in RTGS balances and nostril balance. And that's the primary reason why we now have the cash shortages. They have introduced the bond note. They've introduced the bond note under circumstances where the bond note is not backed by any cover. The U.S. $200 million African Import-Export Bank, Afrexim facility, is just a pipe dream. No one has paid money. No one has seen the term sheet. So what ZANU-PF has done is literally to pick up leaves from the forest and call them money. But of course, distortions are bound to happen. They are already happening. If you go into a shop right now, there's a price for cash which is less than the price of RTGS, which is less than the price of a debit card point of sale. So we now have multi-variegated exchange rates now, depending on whether you are using cash. And even when you've got cash, there's a different price for US dollars and for bond notes. In fact, some shops like Mohammed Musa, there are some products that they will not accept unless you actually have got physical US dollars. So whenever you have got distortions, two things arise. The first one is inflation. Prices of goods are increasing. And any worker will tell you that. Anyone who shops will tell you that. The second thing that is happening is, of course, shortages of certain commodities. And again, anyone who goes in a supermarket will tell you that there are now some commodities that are in short supply. So we are back to the future, the disaster of 2007, 2008, thanks to the man from Rusapi, Patrick Jinamas.
But Mr. Biti, the government is saying that, you know, the fact that there is this cash shortage is a testimony that the central bank chief is sticking to his principle and promise to the nation that he will not print more money that would actually cause inflation.
It's crazy, isn't it? You don't give someone a badly cooked sadza, and that person has diarrhea, and you tie his body so that the diarrhea doesn't come out, and you say you've got a good job when you cause the diarrhea in the first place. So it's a lot of rubbish. The bottom line is that you cannot defeat economic fundamentals. And economic fundamentals are very clear. Number one, you cannot introduce a currency which is not backed by value. As I've always argued before, money is a byproduct of value. So if you are not producing, and this economy is not producing, you have nothing to back that currency. So our currency is fiction. As our currency is fiction, it is chasing away the bond, not in fiction, it is chasing away the real money. So right now, it's so difficult to get the U.S. dollar. There's a law of economics called Gresham Law. And Gresham's law simply means that where you have good money operating side by bad money, bad money will take away good money. So you have that situation. And remember, what is really happening, Gibbs and Blessing, is that this government is running a Ponzi scheme. And this is a recipe of the calamity that is going to come, the total collapse. And I will explain what I mean by a Ponzi scheme. So you have balances, U.S. dollar balances that are stuck in people's accounts, which, as we all of us know, have been stolen by the government of Zimbabwe. And the government has admitted this in September of 2016. Chinamasa produced a midterm statement in which he reflected that the government was running an overdraft facility with the Reserve Bank. That's unheard of, but at least he acknowledged the theft. So you've got fictitious balances that all of us, that bank in Zimbabwe, have. But these balances are not, they're just mirror balances. They don't have real money because real money was stolen. Yet we are trading on these mirror accounts. We are trading them through RTGS balances. We are trading them through our point of sale machine debit cards. So that's what here. So it's a Ponzi scheme, it's a pyramid scheme. But what is happening now? So the bond note now. The bond note now is with a premium of less than 30% to the US dollar. So in other words, one bond note is, in real terms, worth 70 cents U.S. dollar. So that means that the balances in the banks now have been wiped away by 30% or 35%, in some cases 50%, which means that deceased. It's just a question of time before everything collapses. It's a deck of cards because we're creating money. And not just through this Ponzi scheme of RTK's balances. What about the treasury bills that this government is issuing like confetti? There's now a total stock of $4 billion worth of treasury bills, which are not financed by anything. So it's a question of time before there's total collapse and people lose their hard-earned cash in this economy, which is why no investor is coming in, and which is why those who are able to make money from outside are busy externalizing their money. It's a recipe for a disaster.
Thank you, Mr. Biti. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs, I think we are being joined by our second guest. That is Honorable Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF MP and Central Committee member. Honorable Chuma, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Honorable Chuma, we're just talking to Mr. Tinai Biti just before you joined this discussion. I'm sure you missed most of it. But all what you are saying is that Zimbabwe's economy is in doldrums, and anytime something can happen, you know. He says there's nothing that is functioning in any good way. So at the end of the day, can you tell us, frankly, what is going on, you know, in terms of the economy in Zimbabwe?
Well, things were a bit hard for us. We faced the multiple problems that were emanating from the natural space. When I say the natural space, I speak of things like the drought that we had, and hence the need to import food and augment stability in terms of people's feeding. And we also had an industry that had gone quiet and dead. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have faced all those things. But look, I believe that any person who needs to move on from today going onward must sort of have some spectrum of hope and just not be pessimistic all the time to say. We have had a good turnaround in our natural space, and we have had abundant rain. We are still having that now. We are looking at the beginning to stabilize our food situation, which means that there will be less food importation, and hence money can now start coming in to real industry and to real manufacturing, to real growth in the economy. So that's another positive there. And we also look at our mineral base. We are very lucky we have got that. Our country is endowed with a lot of minerals. We just haven't had good systems and good policies to harness that and to maximize that portion that we have. And I believe the Parliament is seized with that now, because we're actually going to be having a minerals aid bill coming up very soon to address certain things that are not happening properly there, with a view of saying that once we get everything going properly, that's another base. You can imagine all this gold that we will take out and export outside. That would be now the basis for balancing even our money situation, and hence having a healthy national account, and then things starting to stabilize. Because the biggest burden that we had now was that we're not exporting anything at all. So, look, the rains came in well. We are looking at the tobacco season, starting very soon. And we're looking at the stability even of our grain in the country. And we're now looking as well at some circulation of money going into real manufacturing and industry growth. You will know that just recently, the Reserve Bank governor actually increased the money allocated to the artisanal miners benefit in that. And that means that we will be keeping more of them. And we're definitely looking forward to harvesting there more and more tons of gold that will now export, and hence the hard currency coming in into the equation.
But Honorable Chuma, your critics might say, well, that's laughable, Honorable Chuma, because Zimbabwe had, diamonds reserves in Marange worth billions of dollars. The president admitted that $15 billion vanished. And now you are talking about gold having the ability to revive the economy. What has changed?
Nothing has changed at all. The diamond industry, the consolidations are being made to make sure that we also go deep into that, because you might know that earlier on that was alluvial diamond, that was diamond on the surface, and now we're looking at going deep down for that diamond. Fair and fine. And that's a little bit only equally myself personally. I can tell you, do you really know what $15 is? Maybe something that just disappears just overnight like that. There are things that we need to look at. There is information that we need to deal with. But the bottom line is that, like I said when I began, some spectrum of optimism and some spectrum of hope must linger in our minds and in our lives for us to move on. Because well, what point is it that we should always be crying and crying and crying? And to what? And to when? Let us look at things that we can do and do them. Those things that we can't do anymore, let's do away with them. And then also guide to say, as the way forward from now going forward, are we now preventing all these things that have made us not probably prosper as a nation? Because yes, I will admit quickly that we've had looters, we've had corrupt individuals, et cetera, et cetera. But now, this is the time to say, let us change those. Like I've always said, it is not just Bandit's responsibility. It is my responsibility as a private citizen. It's the honorable debate, it's their responsibility. It's your responsibility, kids, over in America, there, to make sure that this Zimbabwe moves and goes. Because the future of Zimbabwe lies for my kids, your kids, and honorable debate's kids as well. So it's everybody involved. So if we want to stick to the blame game, if we want to stick to pessimism, well, fine and fine, but I'm not going to be in that wagon. I want to say, let's move on, but let's check. Let us make sure that this time, let's do things properly, because this is a national resource. It's supposed to benefit everybody. It should never be partisan. That should never be allowed. It should be a clean, straightforward slate. And that is the politics that we're carrying today. That is the politics that we, the young ones, want to engage in. We don't want to engage in the dogmatic politics of blaming each other and going backwards and forward and forward and backwards. We want to go forward. And that's the only trust that we do. We are going to engage everybody. We want to have everybody involved, because this Zimbabwe is our Zimbabwe, all of us collectively.
Ah, thank you so much. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, of course, we are talking about the economy, the deepening cash crisis. And our guests this evening, we have Mr. Tendai Biti, of course, from the discussion that's going on. You can say it's the pessimistic world of Mr. Tendai Biti looking at Zimbabwe's economy. And, of course, you have the optimistic world of Honorable Joseph Chuma, who is saying that he is seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. But, of course, Mr. Biti is saying the light at the end of the tunnel is an oncoming train. Regai timbonzwe kubva kuvateereri vedu. Tina mukoma Owen, kunjani?
Hello.
Kunjani?
Ngiyaphila wakho kunjani?
Ngiyaphila. Yeah. Siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Owen, kunjani South Africa?
Hayi, lapha kungcono mani baba.
Yeah, phosela komfowethu nantudaba kholapho ngathini?
Yazi ukuthi thina vele lapha sinenkinga, vele inkinga esiqala ngayo ne. Njengathi nalapha sise South Africa, vele sidubu lifana nalesi imali ne.
Ifoni yakho ingazani iyakiliza. Mana one ndawo baba. One ndawo.
Asimile.
Yeah, sengikuza khuluma qhubeka kodwa ungatshedi. Ume khona.
All right, sithi vele thina siyakhala ngemali njengoba thina semazweni lapha inkinga zethu ukuthi noma sithumeza izimali emakhaya iy'mali zethu azihambi kuhle ne ngenxa yokuthi lo mngameli wethu vela kula nto vela asiyenzela yona thina lokho sikhala nendlala enjani njengakukithi vele kelizuliyana lokho vele amabhrishi edilika abantu nabasahambe esikolo so into leyo vele ayisiphathi kuhle thina semazweni so wabona umngameli wethu lo noma sikala sikala ngaye ngoba ngiye ukuthi umkhokheli wethu but akula nto asiyenzela yona thina siyibonayo noma izimali zingatholakali emabhenki wabona thina siyakhala vele kathesi nokuthi imuli zethu ziyafa ngendlala
so manje uthi ngawo umongameli wenzani ngakhonokho
loku kusho ukuthi leyi loko siyigavumente eyikhona le kathesi umungcono ikhitshwe vele ngowezanu p f yenza zonke izinto lezi so kumele itshintshwe nathi kungene enye igavumenti siyibone ma izinto ezingcono ngaikhonomi siyile vele masigangele kunje so sesibalekela ngaphi kathesi ngasemazweni abasasifuni la so ufuze siye kuphi thina
so manje liyenzani ngakhonokho-ke mnumzana owen njengoba abasalifunda khona ngapho pho kumele lenzeni
thina vele ngokwethu vele sokufuze vele thina bafoti sonke sihambe ekhaya sedala lo iphume vele elokozeni izamtefu iphume ngelokoze ngobulimayo ngoba thina kula vele into sisayi elokoze ngemoto yethu
manje ifoni yakho yikuthi ya kodwa sikuzwile ukuthi kade usithini loba ifoni kade singani siphela baba kodwa siyabonga kakhulu
hayi rami ngijabulile baba ukuthi ngingeni namehleleni
ya okay thank you so much siyabonga kakhulu oy Yeah, that is Mr. Owen in South Africa was saying that there's no money even outside Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. He says they're trying to get money in South Africa, but money is just elusive. Mm-hmm. So he says, besides everything, the president has failed to do anything for Zimbabweans. Mm-hmm. And he says the best thing is for him and his government just to step down. Mm-hmm. He says maybe people who are in South Africa should go back home and vote Mr. Mugabe and the ruling ZANU-PF government out of power.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the solution.
Regai tende kuna vamadyira vari ku South Africa kwakare. Makadi vamadyira?
Tenda mukoma makadiko.
Aiwa isu tiri nani zvedu. Nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa yekushomeka kwemari nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzezveupfumi. Munotiwo kudii?
Ndiri kuinzwa ende ndiri kuiona. Ndinoti chekutanga ndinoboda kutenda vabiti panguva yavakambenge varipo. Zvinhu zvakambenge zvichifamba. Ndizvozvo hazvo kuti vanhu vanotungana asi ndinovatenda then tobvapo toenda paikonomi yedu yekuzimbabwe inini ndafamba nyika idzi dzinoti South Africa Zambia Malawi Mozambique musiyano wacho unonyatsoona kuti zvinhu izvi zvakatosiyana kuti titarisire kuti pane chinotichinjira izvizvi muzimbabwe ayo angave manyepo nekuti yanga yambotaurwa nevamwe vakuru vabva paitima roads nezuro chaiye chaiye ndandichibva kugweru tine maroads asisashandi iroadhi haichaendeke idzodzo dzacho dzinoendeka dzine mapotihos anotyisa toenda notsi nemaus handioni kushata kwekuti vanhu vanenge vachinje mapuraizi kana kuti vaite mapuraizi mairi nekuti ivo kwavanoenda kunotenga zvinhu izvi vanotoendawo vachinohodha ukasvika pachepototi waenda kunana bakbridge kana kunana chirundu anotokutaurira kuti inini kana kuda kundichinjira mabhondi noti handiadi saka handifungi kuti pane chakamboshata kuti vanhu ivo vaise mapuraizi mai maviri nyaya yekutaurwa navachuma amen vanonziva nevachuma
vachuma honorable chuma ehe
honorable chuma pachavo mumwoyo mavo chaivo pavari ipapapa vanotozviziva kuti zvinhu zvedu hazvina kumira mushe but iwo havangatadziwo kufadza chi vakuru vavo vari kumusoro ichocho ndo chokwadi nekuti zvese zviri kuitika muzimbabwe tinenge tirimo inyika yatinofamba inyika yatinogara inyika yatinotenderera kwese nzvimbo dzese dziri muzimbabwe tadzifamba tiri kuona zvinhu mamirira zvakaita matiyo acho emari acho akarebesa saka hatifungi kuti pane chinhu chavangambotiudza chingatichinjire nhasi kana tigotoudzwa kunzi kune zvemaminerals yedu atinawo muzimbabwe tichazodai tichazodai aiwa angaveko zvese zviriko izvozvo zvavari kutaura zvemadiamonds goridhi asi hazvisi kubhenefita vana vemuzimbabwe kune vacho vacho varidzi vanotori nemazita anotonzi apo ndepaningi apo ndepaningi saka kuti pane chaitwa chese kana kuti chacherwa chese chinotozikanwa kuti iyi mari iri kuenda direct kuvanhingi kana angave matogets anotozikanwa kunzi target iri nderekwavanhingi iro nderekwavanhingi saka kuti tichaziva kuti pane chatinochihirwa muzimbabwe aiwa angave manyepo nekuti zvinhu zvaiitika izvi vabiti vaizvitaura panguva yanga varipo vachitaura kuti vedue mari idzi dziri kudyiwa mari idzi handisi kudziona hapana akada kuzviteerera ende nhasi unoyu zvaakumawere chaiko chaiko
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamadyira
tinotenda vazulu here amino ndizvo
ndizvozvo aiwa ndizvozvo tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs, you heard from Mr. Majigira. He says he has traveled to about four regional countries. And what he's seeing is that all is not well in Zimbabwe. You look at the infrastructure, it's terrible. The potholes, there's a lot of corruption. And he's saying he misses those days when Mr. Biti was still in charge of the economy. He says at least things were moving in the right direction, but now he has lost hope. Gibbs.
Mr. Biti, are you still on the line?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, you can hear there are some people who actually like you, and at the end of the day, they're saying if you were there, things would be different. But the bottom line here is, you know, you heard Mr. Chuma saying maybe the problem is that Zimbabwe has been constrained by drought. You know, the country has been buying some food from other countries, and maybe he will factor in sanctions and other things in that kind of argument. But at the end of the day, how best can Zimbabwe come out of this problem? You had another person suggesting that maybe change the government.
Look, we need a rebirth. Every country needs a rebirth. We need a renewal. We need an opportunity to start afresh. I liked it when Mr. Chuma said we are of the younger generation. Surely he must appreciate that it's not possible for the same political party that has put us in this position for the last 37 years to think that that same political party can solve us. It was Isaac Newton who said problems are never solved by the same mindset that created them. If you look at our economy right now, it's an economy that has been hovering around $10 billion for the last 20 years. 20 years ago, Ethiopia was half the size of the Zimbabwe's economy. Now, Ethiopia is $61 billion, and we are on it still on $10 billion. So we need a major paradigm, and the starting point is to change the political engineers that run our country and put a mindset that recognizes that it's not about who fought the war or didn't fight the war. It's about what can we do for our people. Of course, the second thing is that we have to have a program to transform this country. I was talking yesterday about a transformational democratic developmental state. We can build an economy that can transform our people. We can build an economy, $100 billion economy in the next 30 years. And that requires a number of things. Number one, there has to be macroeconomic stability and discipline. And this is the problem with the ZANU. They spend money as if money goes on trees. I was so affected today to see the aircraft that the president hired for US $1 million. The other day it was his wife who bought a ring of $1.3 million. These things can't happen in a country where the average person is surviving on less than US 35 cents a day. And 79% of our people are living in extreme poverty. 74% of our people are still using the bush as a toilet. 54% of our people don't have access to electricity. That surely cannot happen. So we need a major mindset. ZANU has been with us for 37 years. We thank them for liberating us. But this business of developing our country, uplifting our country, it's not theirs. We need a new mindset, a post-liberation mindset, to liberate us from this tired, exhausted mindset. President Mugabe is 94 years, for Christ's sake, and we feel love him. Let him rest. Let the old man rest and look after his grandchild, Simbarashe. That's the best we can do for him, to think that he can lead this country to where, when he has failed in the last 37 years. And that's what ZANU-PF and Comrade Chuma and everyone needs to understand. So the biggest sanction on Zimbabwe is ZANU-PF. The biggest sanction on Zimbabwe is President Robert Mugabe. They can't, they have to let us breathe. They have to let us move. They have to let us unleash the creative energy, collective energy of our people, which they are stifling, and they've been stifling for the last 37 years.
Mm-hmm. Honorable Chuma, you have the right to respond. You heard there Mr. Biti saying that he thinks ZANU-PF has overstayed its welcome.
Well, what I would simply say is that this perspective, we and young people in ZANU-PF coming up in a system that is running the day, and we are coming up with dynamism that is needed and required to carry the country forward. It's not about the party, per se, it's about the people in the party. And that is why the party is able-minded people like me and other fellow compatriots who are very capable of having all of the paradigm shifts that you might want to come to speak about. We are very capable of doing that. And we want to be progressive and include you, the community, to come aboard. And let us work together. Do not run away from the party that liberated you, the party where your forefathers were. Let's come together in that same party and put our minds together in that same party and then move forward. You will know, since you ran that ministry, that it was not your individual effort per se. It was a collective effort of everybody coming together, making it work. And that's how it should be.
Mr. Chuma. Thank you. But Mr. Chuma, we can hardly hear you. If you may move a bit, and I hope you are not using your speakerphone, we can hardly hear you. If you may move a bit. Meanwhile, regarding Bwende Gunawa Terry, Tinam Koma Michael Sitira. Magadim Koma Michael. Mkoma Michael.
Hello?
Murise, dzorai volume radio yenyu.
Okay, magadi.
Tiripo hedu magadi, taura yenyu tinzwa.
Okay, muzwa anzi mwana asinganzi anorwa kuti sababa wake mishungu.
Mhm.
Zviri kuitika muZimbabwe, zvinotonetsa kuti tinyatsonotedzera zvakatona anyatsonaka nenyaya yekuti vanhu vari muZimbabwe vese ne. Pane mune vanhu vakadzidza vakawanda ende vamwe vari kunze kwenyika vari kupi vakadzidza chaichako vanonyatsozvisora kuti Zimbabwe kune vanhu vakadzidza, but zviri kuitika zvacho tozopedzisira zvava zveudoti Zimbabwe tozopera tova like kune matofo akawanda kudarika nyika dzingi. Nenyaya yekuti right, tichitarisa chiro kumaopposition kwacho tichiona kuti right, vanhu vanogona kuvaata speedway kana kuma vaita chajamuka vakawanda murod zvisingamboiti ende vakasatisa kuti no hai maopposition pati acho akona kukwanisa kuhwina 20 2017 party is it's nonsense. Hakuna kuti opposition party ngaona 2017 nenye kuti iyo pachavo vanenge vachidza kuti hurumende iripo ende vachiradza kuti vane njere dzekuti nyika inogona kwanza kumira. Yes, of course tiri kuzoona kuti vanogona kwa kuti mashoko avo vanoti nyika inogona kwanza kuimisa, but hazvina kana njere zvinoina izvi, hazvina kana mupunduro nenyaya yekuti vanozotanga kuzopatanura vanhu vaya vaya 2-2-2-3-3-5-5 uiona kuti right mugaba anenge achingodona vanhu vake 10 vakadaro. Saka manje akangwara ndeupi ipapo, nenyaya yekuti ivo vanozvidza kuti nyika vanogona kwanza kuti vayo vaide nekuitora, but hai kungotaura asi nyika vakakwanisa kuitora, nenyaya yekuti havashandisi njere, vanongoshandisa ngoti mugaba agoni kukwanisa kutonga, but kuti tizive kuti ivo vanokutoka kwavo vanogona kuzokutoa vanogona here, tinozoona kuti havashandisi njere pazvinhu zvavanoita, pakuti izvezvizi vanhu vanoti atoitei takawanda murodi, but kana takuzotara vatungamiriri vedu toona kuti ine vatungamiriri 30.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Michael.
Ya, vari kuzvinzwa.
Aiwa, tinotenda vari kuzvinzwa, vachapindura havo. What Michael is saying is that Zimbabwe is suffering from a crisis of leadership, not only the ruling party, but also the opposition. He's saying they are too divided. You remember that joke that if you put five Zimbabweans in one room, they will form five political parties and three non-governmental organizations. So he's saying that that is the problem. They might be very educated, but, you know, they are so divided that they cannot outwit President Robert Mugabe.
Gibbs. I think we have got many people that are following us right now, you know, on Facebook. That is VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. So let me read about three or so messages. One is from Silas K. Tingalo, who says, I'm watching from Mopane, Block 1. And then we've got Gift Chininga, who says, you cannot rig the economy. Never. Then Farai Wobe says, but why didn't the president declare a state of emergency when 15 billion went missing? Was that not a crisis? Then I've got Rotwell Kutsai Mutuba, who says, hey, that's very true, Mr. Biti. We need a new Zimbabwe. Yeah, ngeke ntatheke umlaleli okona lapha ecingweni, umnumzana Fidelis Ncube ukona ngale ke eBotswana. Baba Ncube, ungawutshona njani?
Sitshonile baba, tshona njani?
Hayi, ntshone kakhulu, ungaphuka khona khona.
Ngisetonota baba.
Kunjani etonota?
Hayi, kungcunelo kuyaqanda namhla.
Ye, ntemva ukuthi iredio yakho ingakuthembisa yona. Iseduzane leHaveron khonapho.
Hayi, kungcono.
Ye, kuzalunga. So akutsho ukuthi uhamba njani khonapha mnuza?
Ngiyathaba namntu ubaba uBidi ukhona lo baba uthuma ngapho. Befuna ukuthi ngani basinike isolution nje ukuthi njengoba imali le ivele ingatholakala elizweni, kanti yena lani imali ayikhona ngabo 2009, 2010. Iphume yaya ngaphelizweni kungasela amadola. So akulanye indlela abangayikhuluma othuma labo Bidi ukuthi kungenziwani ukuze kube le mali, ngoba singakhuluma ngokutshintsha i-government kodwa kusesekhatshana phe ukuthi izitshintshe ukuze kuvote. Kusukusela manje kuze kuyefika ama-election, kungenziwani okuseduzane okungenza ukuthi kube le mali elizweni, ngoba imali yayikhona lanxa singayiprinti ama-US dollar, but abekhona kwesikhathini sowu-2009, 2010. Iye ngaphi liyani imali? Bona babuthuma nxa bephuma besiya ngaphandle kwelizwe bayithatha ngabhiyoni imali le yama-US dollar abahamba ngayo, thina abantu singaboni. Ngoba ngithi example babadube besikwanisa ukuthi sithume imali nge-MoneyGram kumbe nge-Western Union, iye fike eBulawayo abantwana bayithathe bayibone ngesikhathi esifitshane. Khathi esayisekho imali, iye ngaphi imali yangkhona? So i-economy izavuka njani abantu abangaphandle kufanele bathumeze imali iyesebenza ekhaya kodwa imali ingatholakali lokho kuthiwa ebhenki akulamali mali, yaya ngaphi and imali yayivele ikhona? Anti kwakufanele i-circulate phakathi kwelizwe, ingaphi ene leyo mali? Imali esifuna ukuthi ngani yabakhona isebenze. So ubaba uthuma bazama ukuthi basitshele ukuthi i-short term singenza njani kusiyafika ama-elections, ngoba ukuphuma kwe-government ngama-elections ukuthi kube lenye i-government. So kade sifuna ukuthi basitshele ngakho khona kwesikhathi esiseleyo kungakafika ama-elections ukuthi i-solution kuyini engenzakala ukuthi imali ibekhona. I-drought isikhale ngayo, uNkulunkulu esizwile nanti izulilinile. Ayikho esicela ukuthi basinike nje i-short term policy ukuthi kungenziwani ukuze imali okwakathe sibe khona kungakatshintshi i-government, ngoba singakhuluma ngokutshintsha kwe-government kodwa kusasele izinyanga eziningi kakhulu. Siyasilokhu esisafa ngazenezi zinyanga khona imali ingatholakali.
Uyishaya ekhaleni Ncube, uyishaya ekhaleni Sibili, sizambuza uthuma uza kuphendula.
Yebo ba,
sibongele kakhulu-ke, ube nempela fike enhle.
Kulungile baba, i-redi ibuye.
Ya, iyabuya mfowethu. Iyabuya Sibili. Yeah, so that is Mr. Fidelis Ncube. He's in Botswana. He long back, you still remember? requested the radio, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all he's saying is that what is needed is a solution before the elections.
Mm-hmm.
He says, of course, the elections are coming, but what is going to happen before the polls? So he wants a solution to be in sight. And then he's saying that at the end of the day, you know, it appears as if Mr. Chuma and others have got a lot of money in their pockets. Where do they get the money when they travel outside the country?
Mm-hmm.
This is US dollars. Where do they come from? I think he needs those kind of answers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe let's start with Mr. Biti before we go back to Mr. Chuma. Mr. Biti, you heard one of our callers saying that the problem is also with the opposition. It's not it's not united. It's so divided that, you know, as an option, it's a bit problematic.
Yes, it's a valid point. Mm-hmm. I think there are two big diseases that are afflicting our country.
Mm-hmm.
Whether one is in the ruling party, whether one is in government, whether one is part of the state,
mm-hmm.
and that those two diseases are leadership crisis and mediocrity.
Mm-hmm.
We accept mediocrity.
Mm-hmm.
We allow people to get away with mediocrity.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to people's speeches, whether it's President Mugabe or anyone else, you see and you understand what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
I think that the opposition needs to apologize collectively.
Uh-huh.
We all need to apologize to the people of Zimbabwe that with all these challenges and with all these difficulties, we can't do a simple thing, that of simply coming together and confront collectively the challenges that we have. There are 53 political parties registered in Zimbabwe. There is a Coalition for Democrats, which our party belongs to. There's a grouping in NERA, but the majority of political parties are not involved. But I think it's beyond the opposition political parties. I think we as Zimbabweans, we now have a duty of finding each other, of creating that dream, of finding that Zimbabweanhood in a Jeffersonian sense. If we were to come together in a big stadium, what would we put in a document similar to the American Declaration of Independence? That's the issue. We have to find a common vision, which is why last year, Comrade Gibbs, Comrade Blessing, you heard me and you heard us talk about the National Transitional Authority. And the National Transitional Authority is an idea that says we are so divided, we are so intolerant, we are so different. The social contract is broken down. The economy is broken. Let's find each other for 3 to 5 years, in a period in which we all come together, whether it's ZANU-PF, whether it's the opposition, just to rebuild our country, just to rebuild the social fabric of our country. Then we can fight each other. Then we can go into our different countries, because we have spent the last 37 years fighting and fighting and fighting. And economists will tell you that every year you fight, you lose 1% of your GDP. So 5 years is 5%. And if you consider that we've been fighting since 1890, and since 1890 we've never had more than 10 years of peace. If we had had peace, we should be a Singapore. We should be a South Korea. We should be an Argentina or a Saudi Arabia. And that's the problem. That's the problem. So the opposition must come together. And because we're not coming together, we owe Zimbabweans an apology. Speaking for myself, I don't want 100 years from now my grandchildren to spoil my grave because I didn't do the right thing. I didn't unite with others. That's why I'm part of CORD, and that's why I'm involved in very serious behind-the-scenes negotiations and discussions to try and bring every political party together in one room and in one position and in one voice.
Thank you so mm-hmm. much. I think there was a question for Mr. Chuma before we take more callers.
Yeah, Baba Chuma, kulombuzo lapho obuyileyo. Ubaba uncube kade ubuza ukuthi poke vele kumele kulungiswe njani konke lokhu okumele kwenziwe kungakafiki ukhetho. Waphinde wawugcizelela ngokuthi lina nxa liphuma elizweni imali lithatha ngaphi ukuthi hambe lithole ama-US dollars.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Ngamafutshane.
Oqala what we need to do as a nation is to embrace the ideology of plastic money. It's a noble idea and it's a noble practice that is carried all over the world, including where you are in America, and including just nearby where it is in Botswana, in South Africa, you name it. Right now in Botswana, it would be unholy and ungodly, and the crime to try and withdraw money, anything over 3,000 kula. You cannot do that. They will be questioning you. What do you want to do with that money? And that is the thing that we went wrong like here in Zimbabwe. We were allowing somebody to just walk into a bank and get $50,000 just like that, just like somebody getting $50. And hence, the money was externalized that way. So if we embrace the ideology of plastic money, then we are going to start being safe now. Let even a vendor have that POS machine. Let every tax have that POS machine. Then that way, people don't need to carry cash anymore. You just carry your card and swipe. Besides receiving a security plan, because you are not carrying money. If somebody robs you, they don't get that plastic that you can go and replace. So we should do that. And even us that travel outside now, we don't get US dollar in hard cash. We use plastic money system. When we get there, we swipe for whatever we want to explain them. So that's how we should do it. That's how the mother should go from, this way going forward. Let's embrace the idea of plastic money. And that is the solution that we need as a country.
But, Honorable Chuma, let me make a follow-up. There are some people who are saying, I have 2,000 in my account. I go to South Africa. The card is not working.
Yes, I understand that point. And that's one thing that the Reserve Bank must work very fast on, to have our national account coming back and being healthy, so that these things can correspond when you go outside. There is a problem there. And I, as a member of parliament, I will not hide that, my finger and sign, that's fine. We need to correct that issue, and we need to correct it like yesterday. I've already put it in parliament. I actually raised it up the other day with the Minister of Finance, Honorable Wajina Masha. And I think a solution is coming out very, very, very soon to make sure that if you go out with your card, you are not inconvenienced, because that's the way it should happen. And that's how it should be. So that build up is already happening, and I'm sure very soon we should be stable, because other cards do work. I was in South Africa just recently. My card was working, but now it depends on bank to bank, which bank you're banking with. But we need to have all the banks conforming to that system and having that issue that people can have an ease of mind to say, if I go outside, I can use my card and I'm safe.
Mhm. Regatende kuvatereri tinamukoma bhora mberi vari ku South Africa makadi.
Mwabvezvangwa makadi.
Aiwa isutipo.
Zvekutana mukoma ndoda kupa kuti ndamukoma biti sando dzamukoma biti.
Mhm. Vabita hanzando dzenyu.
Ndoda kuna mukoma chuma. Mukoma chuma ndavadzidzi kuna mukoma biti. Economic haina chitsotsi.
Mhm.
Right. That's why you don't go much more than the diamond is in the end. Right. What would you get a second baby? Is Mascano Zagabilonia Gumbo, Shibage, Fuero, Efe, Asaka, Roda, or Fugodi? It is not a pair of initials. Right. But I don't know the Mazbabwe in this, the other Mazbabwe, who I am my UTS Zimbabwe. Gavata, no, this is what you so quite in Gatu, Chokwadi. Anoziva ngatibvumuti ninge anoziva kuti nyika iendere mberi. Saka ndakada kuti ndiri munhu asingazive nekuti ndeve ZANU neMDC iye asingazive nyika anoekwa inoenda mukoma. Right. Nyika ndedu tese inoota weMDC kana asikana munhu achiziva ngatiise munhu right person pa right place. Tikadarisa futi nyika yedu zvaidi zvinonyadzisa indi South Africa so far ndinofamba Tanzania nofunga munoziva Tanzania, Zambia kwese vatoenda uku. Right. Team South Africa. South Africa, you don't follow Zimbabwe. It's a gazigan and bozi. Mugata sa tomato si yao jero. Ripa zere si ziap. Enori imane Zimbabwe. Mugata sa ekonomi ke South Africa, Messina. Si bozi no tengo Messina. Daido Messina ikuri. Ne kuti nyika yedu nyika yoenderera mberi.
Saka
mayuti ndoga dzicho mayuti nyana mayuti anoda kapiwa doroka abva kuzvinguva zvedu zvaita hausazori yati ndibondeti mapoto zomurodi mapurisa anogara mazimbi munhu ari wapoto oro mupurisa rumire chimbi vemuwo munhu ari marairei.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma bhora mberi
ngaarapa achifundisa vanhu vava kuti chokwadi ngachive chokwadi mukoma chuma ngavabvize ndaareke kuti bondere zvanopiepwa zvanopiepi ipati vanyika ndedu tese ngaabve tichine nyika yedu.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma bhora mberi. Gibbs, you heard there what Koma Borambiri has said. He's saying that, you know, what unites people is that they are all Zimbabweans. You know, this issue of different political parties should not confuse people. He says Zimbabweans must acknowledge that this one is good, whether you're in opposition or in the ruling party. But, of course, he's saying to Mr. Chuma, you can't rig the economy. You know, things are not okay.
Uya zvikoko sibona kuti siloba nda siloba vunkomo vunkomo unjani
nyambira unjani
hayi kabisa nyapela kakhulu kunjani kona
hayi ngapha kumnandi kakhulu
yeah kuchongomo nanku kusenkundleni kona
yeah uyazi kuti ngizaqala ngichayiza noma qala ekuqaleni kuti like immediately emathebeleland izano iyaziye kuphuma o ife kungalantu eyayenza ezayenza ukwedlula lokho abakwenzayo bebulala abantu ngegugura wonto and umuntu ovele emidlenzi lemathebelelendi olalela izano uma ikhuluma i-HIV izandla umuntu ongaphilanga ofuze esiye esibhedlela right now sila bantu abafileyo lapho ku-accident le etsaki emgwaqweni silama-toll gate silemali enkulu esiyenza e-Bed Bridge ungafika e-Bed Bridge laphana uyamangala ukuthi kwenzakalani le mali yakhona ukuthi idliwa ngubani uyadinga uswele ngabe silabantu abaphilileyo emathebeleland from Bed Bridge to Vic Falls umgwaqo lo ube yi-two-way traffic versus two-way but the fact ukuthi asilavini one leader evulile amehlo ebonayo kufiwe izanu lama ikhuluma kimi ufana lo muntu angikwazi ngamfaka kusiphi isimo. We got the worst government in the world ehlule kuba le mali yayo lamhlanje makuthiwa ebhenki akula mali ama-Americans awathathi idola lawo liphele lapho sibone sithi sifundile ngithi safundisa istori ephepheni ukhuluma isilungu esingeke safa sasinceda singabayanga nge-system of education ekuthi ungafunda uqeda lapho uyecela umsebenzi umsebenzi wakhona manje uzawucela kuphi umuntu khonapho eZimbabwe or abantu kuhlupheka konke bese mbuya lami utenda i-BTA ngemchayela isandla lobhuti uyakhuluma indoda we need such leaders right now sisiya phambili lokho kukhona okuphethile izwe ngabe siyakuthatha sikufake edasbinini konke ngo-2018 baba akusela hope ekhona kikho sebevulela impilo zethu that's why sihlezi ngaphambi njengezinja sibalekele i-government ebolile enjengaleyo uyokuze umuntu esithi kuzalunga kuzalunga abantu sebengasaboni sebasakwanza ukuhamba lokubusa ilizwe lo mcabango kawuseko totally ngithola kancane imali zama-toll gate ungazibuza ukuthi zisiwaphi imali siyabhadala laphana amasiye ekhaya every almost umnyaka wonke idliwa ngubani ngabe yazi ngabantu abazwela abantu bakithi ngabe khona okwaba kukhuluma kwakukhuluma la kubaba
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu nkomo ungathinela kusasa sibongile mnumzane
one promise radio lamhlanje ngiyakhala
laba zachaka abantu la
ya ngicela abantu bezimbabwe lokho kukhulunywa ngumuntu wezanu lokho kuthathendi kunyathelele kufakele phezu kwe-dustbin asila future ngakho umuntu ole 41 years lamhlanje andumbuso wezanu ongakaze esebenze baba take it just mark my way uyafe ngumnyanga under that government ekhona manje akula lapho uyasebenza khona 41 years lamhlanje ungakaze usebenze elizweni lelo forget ukuthi uyo future labantu abakho kuphelile abantu okazozabatshela lona
hayi siyabonga kakhulu enkomo baba sibongile
thank you
yeah so that was Mr. Nkomo he says in the first place ZANU PF has done nothing for Matabeleland and Midlands where some people were killed by the fifth brigade and he went further to say that you know the problem is with ZANU PF it's just hopeless according to him and Americans should actually you know, withdraw their dollars from Zimbabwe. And Zimbabwe should start all over again. And he says to Mr. Tendai Biti, is doing the best. Mm-hmm. So he's very happy about what he's saying. Mm-hmm. But he's saying what Mr. Chuma is saying is not good enough.
Regai timbodzokere kuna vabiti. Vabiti, hurumende iri kutioka, iri kutarisira kuti gore rino chakuwa pakuru, zvinhu zvakaita sefodya, chibage nezvimwe, zvekuti ndo zvichaita kuti upfumi huve pari nani gore rino.
Ya, tazvinzwa izvozvo izvozvo. Taona vachina masa vachirevise growth rate to 3.7%. Zvinova zvinhu zvokupenga. Nekuti iko zvino izvi, hapasati paitwa inonzi pachirungu crop assessment inoitwa navamade nemadonors akafanana naUS nana WFP program. Ikunyatsoona kuti chibage ichi chakamira sei, mombe dzakamira sei, nemi livestock yese. Hongu mvura yakanaya ndinotenda Mwari. Ende hongu vanhu vakarima. Kana inini ndisiri murimi kwangu kwamurehwa uku, ndakatorima 10 hectares but handisi murimi. Ende handina kuwana command agriculture. So hongu chikafu chinenge chiripo. But kuve kwechikafu hakureve kuti GDP yavopo. Ndoda kutaura ne one distortion itoripo. I distortion yema flow prices echibage. Flow price echibage ku GMP inoita US$390. Asi iko zvino mukoma blessing koma Gibbs mukaenda ku South Africa mukanotenga chibage mukachiwisa ku Zimbabwe chinoita US$170. In other words, the cost of importing maize FOB is $170. Zvoreva kuti makoronyera zvinoda Zanu PF yazisetera ma price ekuti vamore mari kubva ku state through GMP. Zvoreva kuti all we are doing economy yema koronyera. Economy inokura ne industry. Economy inokura ne beneficiation. So kuhongu taita chibage gorilino. But it doesn't mean anything because my fundamentals enyika hana kumira mushe. Vane zigomba so deficit. Inonzi pachirungu budget deficit. Zvanambotaura zvezvi iko zvino last week iyo vakabvuma kuti vachabhadhara vashandi bonus. Bonus raifanira kubhadharwa muna November, December. Ini pandakaita minister taibhadhara bonus every day. Ini pandakaita minister taibhadhara mari civil servant aipiwa calendar yekuti unotambira musi wa11 pamusi wa22 and hakuna bei ratakamboita ratakambomisa. But this my bonus is an unbudgeted expenditure. Last week takaverenga zvinhu zvakare kuti vakabhadhara $181 million ma treasury bills. Ndaachitaura nemumwe mukuru wehurumende achitaura kuti ma top 10 parastatals ari kuva $2.5 billion. So chanyanyonesa muZimbabwe inyaya yekuti yemanagement yeeconomy. These people can't manage the economy. Ende vane chimwe chirwere chandoti pachirungu fiscalitis. Fiscalitis chirwere chekuti unofunga kuti mari inopera pamuti. Yekuti unoramba uchingodya. Asi usikazive kuti kucredit side kune chi mari yandiri kudya iri kubvepi. Iko zvino mukatarisa West iri mugovernment matripi apresident Mugabe. Each time inokwira president Mugabe ndege unotozva pari kubuda 4 million, pari kubuda 6 million. Vana havana mabasa. Kuzvikoro hakuna mabhuku. Mahospitals hamuna mushonga. Mugwagwa medu umu yamapotholes. Potwall capital yeAfrica. Tatopfuura Democratic Republic of Congo. Magetsi hakuna, tiri kuproducer 900 megawatts yemagetsi tichida 2000 megawatts. National Railways kuBulawayo uku ya museum at the height of its existence ya employer vanhu 10,000. So tiri kutongwa nemakoronyera anofunga kuti acharamba achingoshishidzira vanhu nekunyepera vanhu, kushishidzira vanhu nekunyepera vanhu. Aiwa, hatichada. Tine maideas ekutransforma economy inoyi. Zvamambotaura pekutanga mukoma blessing, I guarantee you that if you put the right men and women to run this country, this economy will grow. We can build a $100 billion economy in 20 years. That I can guarantee you.
Thank you, Mr. Abita. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but thank you so much, gentlemen, Honorable Joseph Chuma, MP and ZANU-PF Central Committee member, and the President of the Opposition People's Democratic Party, PDP, Mr. Tendai Biti, also former Finance Minister. We want to thank our viewers, our callers, those who sent comment your messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. And of course, our listeners and our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers, signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, have a lovely weekend.